The nature of conflict has changed in Afghanistan with the withdrawal of the international troops or the reduction of international troops. The way in which the conflict is being fought has changed quite a lot. There's far more ground fighting taking place, but also the conflict has spread to different parts of the country. So what we found is that in 2014, there were three administrative centres that had been overrun by insurgent groups, whereas in the last year, we've seen 23 administrative centres overrun. So that gives you some sense that more districts are under threat. Also, because the fighting has changed, we've also seen a number of more casualties. There were almost 8,500 civilian deaths. We are actually getting better access. There also appears to be better recognition by all parties to the conflict that it is important to meet humanitarian need wherever it exists, and that I think the humanitarian organisations have also established a reputation for acting impartially and neutrally in relation to the conflict. And it's that respect for international humanitarian law, or the increased respect for humanitarian law, that makes me more positive that despite a worsening situation, we are able to get more support through.
The bombing of the MSF hospital in Kunduz a few months ago was a story that we all followed very closely. Can you tell us how that event impacted your work and also how it affected you and your staff personally?
Let me start with the personal impact. I was with a colleague from MSF and ICRC the night before the bombing, and we were talking about the challenges of working in that environment. So on a personal basis, I think I was devastated by the impact of the attack, both on the lives of very courageous people who were working in a very difficult environment to make sure that medical assistance was provided. The impact on the humanitarian community is one of concern. There needs to be better recognition of health facilities and others, and recognition of international humanitarian law, where even if there are people who have been combatants, if they're receiving treatment, they are hors de combat and they're outside. They're no longer should be considered legitimate targets.